have issued biometric ID cards to all our port users. So they are going to indicate to us the ID number on the GCNet platform. And then they will make the request to tell us that today or tomorrow, I want to come and take delivery of my cargo. Once they do that, we are also putting a billing system in place that is automatic and electronic. So once they make that request, we will be able to generate their bills or their invoice automatically and electronically. And that will be transmitted back onto the GCNet platform. And then the client can see on the GCNet platform. We are also going to add a PDF format so that if they wish to print the invoice, they can do so. But if not, they can take their bill of lading number and then they can take our invoice number to whatever bank they want to pay from. You can also pay online. The mobile money is also workable.
Mrs. Jebidonko spoke about the enrollment of banks to facilitate smooth payments.
Come 1st of September, the Port Authority may not be able to extend to all banks. The Vice President has encouraged all of us to ensure that gradually we expand our tentacles to cover all banks so that it makes it more convenient. But immediately, we've been dealing with Ecobank, ADB, and then Customs has been dealing with Ecobank, GCB. And so we know that these banks, we can easily work around them as far as 1st September is concerned. But in future, we'll have to expand to cover every bank. So once we generate the invoice automatically, electronically, it is sent back to the GCNet system and it is also sent back to all our banks that are involved. So the clients take the BL number and the invoice number, go to any of the banks involved, and then you can pay. Then you make your payments, and then immediately the bank also automatically informs the GCNet platform again that the payment has been done. And then the port system also is interfaced to pick that information that you have done the payment. And then we can make the container available for you the next morning to pick up.
The acting marketing and public relations manager of GPH